Large carnivores are fascinating animals to be protected for the preservation of biodiversity, but they should not be approached. Bears, for example, are a threat for humans if they are surprised or approached too close and feel the need to defend themselves, their cubs, or their food sources. In Europe, wolves and bears are recolonizing their historic environments. This is because man has abandoned the mountain areas and preys have increased. Exactly here, in Ezino, is where the story of Prey Izep and the bear has been handed down over the centuries. One evening, a certain Tony de Boroy, coming home after a hard day's work, couldn't find his riche, a pile of chestnuts covered with earth to preserve them until it was time to bring them into the village. Unfortunately, a bear had found them and had eaten them all. Desperate, Tony de Boroy decided to ask for help from Pre Izep, the legendary priest and great hunter, who said, "Don't tell anyone, or they'll let the beast go. Stand guard at the end of the village, and I'll go and wait for the bear. When you hear a shot, you'll know that I've killed it. I'll shoot again so that you can call people to come and carry it home." No sooner said than done. Having loaded his gun, which had a large barrel with a dagger at the top, Pre Izep positioned himself, saw the bear advancing, pointed his gun, and fired. But the bear was only wounded. He chased it, struck it with the dagger, and killed it. But the blood that spurted out of the bear left the gunpowder damp, preventing him from shooting a second shot. From a distance, Tony de Boroy heard the bear's roars, but not the second gunshot. Fearing the worst, he called the people. "Help! Let's go and see what has happened to Pre Izep." All the villagers rushed to see. The priest was fine, but the bear lay on the ground, dead. It was so huge that they managed to cut it into 20 slabs of meat that fed the whole village for several days.